It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
With Toby Tarrant on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, you'll find us on our socials at Radio X. Now, here's Toby Tarrant.
Hello there, hello there, hello there. Good morning once again. Ooh, my clock's gone. There was a clock in that corner.
Oh.
Look up there, babe. I'm sorry. Babe, so that's not very professional.
Look up there, babe.
Yeah.
You'll see a clock above your head.
Oh, sweetheart, just look up there. You find a little clock for yourself there, babe.
Would you like the clock back there?
I would, because I spoke to engineering about it. I don't want to be a prima donna.
No.
Right.
Considering that most of the time I see engineering, it's because I've broken the radio station.
Yeah.
But when we first moved into the little studio, I said, it's really awkward looking up there for the Fine. Clock when you're talking. And they made, but it was there yesterday.
Phoenix, if you're listening, I don't know if...
Phoenix, babe. I Phoenix, babe.
Oh, Phoenix, babe.
Can you please put the clock back on
Phoenix,
Toby's eyeline?
You want to do us a favour, would you, sweetheart? You want to make the clock appear in the corner there, would you? Sorry.
That's lovely.
Phoenix, darling.
For the first 3 days in the studio, so Chris used to look up. So yeah. I thought he developed a tick. I had no idea until Wednesday there was a clock above his head.
That is an insane place to put the clock. It's directly above my head.
Yeah.
It looks like you're constantly rolling your eyes at us.
Yeah.
Well.
Probably the case. Pippa's not happy today, by the way.
Oh, no, you can't say that. I told you not it.
Oh, did you?
Oh, really? What's happened?
No.
She hasn't got any sugar in her coffee.
Hang on now. Because I haven't had a sip of my coffee yet.
Oh, maybe it's got sugar in it.
Okay, here we go.
I think that might have sugar in it.
Oh, really?
Oh, great. There we go. Simple switcheroo. Oh,
there we go.
An easy
See,
assumption.
Pip, you didn't need to kick off.
No.
Is that got sugar?
Lovely, beautiful.
Pip was about to fire people.
Yeah.
I'll happily
You've got an email
out.
In front of you going, dear idiot.
Now.
That's what you've written?
Yeah.
I knew that had happened. Now, Bella, our lovely intern's message. Definitely got them mixed up.
Why is she saved in your phone as that?
Well, as Bella.
Bella, the stupid intern.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, Bella. Joking, Sorry. Bella.
Thanks, Bella.
Oh, there you are, I see.
So this is the thing with Pippa. She's so quick to point the finger.
Mm. You've always said that, actually, haven't you? Yeah.
Sometimes I am barely through the front door.
Yeah.
And she just fingers me straight away.
That's it.
And she just goes, Toby, you know, look what you've done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, let me at least, you know, settle down first.
Exactly. Let me get dressed.
Yeah.
And they're long fingers, so Pepper it reaches you quickly.
She has got E.T. fingers.
Yeah.
I didn't say E.T., just long.
What does Chris call them? Witch fingers, which is... Do you like that? I can't remember.
Do you know what? There's... I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Even Edward Scissorhands is looking at her going, love, you need to get them sorted out.
I don't think Edward would say love, would he?
No. Everything else, the sense is fine.
Yeah, that wasn't the vibe, was it, with Edward Scissorhands?
Oh, my God.
Now, is that the photo that your friend posted on Instagram the other day?
Jeez.
It's just
Oh, my God,
It's
Pippa.
The way the camera angle has fallen.
You know, in New York, like when they go to basketball games and they have the foam finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pippa just puts her hand in the air.
That is incredible.
It's just a funny camera angle.
They
actually.
Are freakishly long.
Have you posted this picture?
It has been posted.
Has
yet.
It? Mm. That is, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
How do you get things done?
I call them, E.T. witch fingers. Yeah. Her mum, who, you know, loves her.
Yeah, of course.
Calls them piano playing fingers.
Oh, okay, pianist fingers.
Thank you. Elegant piano playing
the
fingers.
The piano going, dun, 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 dun. Anyway.
Anyway.
It's the longest finger I've ever seen.
I think it is the longest.
Thank you.
Honestly. Always, yeah.
Thank you,
darling. You know, so it was Newton? who said every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Okay.
Donald Trump, he's got tiny little hands.
Yes, he does, yeah.
Pippa's the opposite reaction to that.
Exactly right.
You sort of got the fingers that Donald Trump missed.
Mm. I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah, take that.
Does that mean I'm connected to Donald somehow?
Yeah.
Like Harry Potter and Voldemort, like we're connected.
I think so. We were doing Doctor Who. By the way, good morning, Captain Crapin.
Hello.
Yes.
Morning, Captain.
Morning, all.
Pippa, this time yesterday we were doing Doctor Who.
That's it.
Sounds weird.
Mm.
And...
Oh, Daleks. Yeah, that's it.
Can you... No, Dalek, like garlic bread.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through the Harry Potter Voldemort thing? Because I'm a bit rusty.
Really?
Yeah. And Dom, how are you on your Voldemort?
I haven't seen the last part of the last one. Does that make sense? There's two parts of film 7.
I see.
So I don't actually know how it ends.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it for everyone.
I'm in the same way. Pip, as you, Dom.
Yeah. Pip, you could. The film came out like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You can ruin it.
It's longer than that.
Yeah, longer than that.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And the rest.
Crack on.
I'll give you a top line. When Voldemort tries to end Harry's life when he's a baby, he can't do it. He's the only. He's called the boy who lived. He's the only boy who's ever managed to survive the killing curse.
No, that's not right. No, that can't be right. I'm going to pick holes in either yours or J.K. Rowling's storyline here.
Okay, well, it's probably J.K.'s.
Well, if Harry Potter's the only one that survived, where are all the wizards at Hogwarts from? Unless Harry's making babies with himself. No, I mean, he is a wizard. Let's go back to square one.
Mm.
So Voldemort's going around killing wizards and babies.
Yes. Is he? Yes.
Well, he tried to get rid of everyone who wasn't joining him. He was trying to get rid of everyone who was against him back in the day when Harry was little.
I see.
Yeah.
Harry survives.
Yeah, so he sadly kills his mother. And then he tries to kill Harry, but his mum gets in the way, he tries to kill Harry. Mm. And then, so what happens is, when he did that, a little bit of Harry accidentally latched onto Voldemort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got his wizard scar in English, thank you.
Yeah.
And that means that Harry and Voldemort...
He got his wizard scar, yeah.
He got his wizard scar.
All right, Hagrid.
Those two, from that point on, are weirdly connected. That's why their wands are made from the same... substance, some sort of hair of some dragon or unicorn or something.
So you think that you and Donald Trump's wands might be made of the same substance?
Thank
is what
you
say.
Wow.
Right, good.
Or Rosalie to Trump.
Good.
Totally in the end.
Do you know, Harry Potter and Donald Trump are more similar than people realise, actually.
Yeah.
Well...
I'm glad you said it.
I'd imagine that's... We've offended a lot of Harry Potter nerds.
Probably.
I'd imagine.
Well, like we did with Doctor Who yesterday.
Yeah, they get very sensitive.
Very sensitive.
I wouldn't worry. Yeah, I wouldn't worry.
No.
What they're going to do? Quidditch me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh,
that's clever.
Yeah. Like the film. 6:39, Tuesday morning. What a start. Mm. I'd say so far, guys, great work.
Yeah.
If we keep it like this till 9 o'clock, then I don't know what's happening after nine. Then we're in for a hell of a show. We're on till 10, aren't we? If we keep it like this till 9, then the last hour really looks after itself. This is The Killers. Smile like you mean it on Radio X. Good morning. Oh, everyone be quiet. She's coming back in. She's coming back in. She's coming back in.
Just about here, the patio door's closing.
Oh.
There you are.
Second one.
It's good, isn't it?
I think we got away with that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Pippa's what?
This morning, Pippa's a bit.
What?
She's what?
She's just a little bit like.
Oh, is she a bit?
A little bit. Oh, really?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Hey, Pip, how you doing there, Pippy? You okay there, Pip?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good.
Oh.
Good. Good.
I'm fine.
Good. How did you sleep, Pip?
Not overly well.
You're covering it up well.
Am I?
Yeah.
Are you annoyed at stuff today?
Well, no, because, you know...
Well, first it was Sugargate, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't like saying stuff like this on air because all the lads will come and go, "Tom of the Month," and it isn't. So, put that one away.
So, get rid of that one, lads.
Get rid of that one straight away.
Yeah.
Would now be a bad time to tell you that everyone's laying into your Harry Potter knowledge?
And now listen, Harry Potter people, I deliberately missed out the Horcrux thing, so I didn't want to ruin it for everyone.
Oh, said it now.
There we go, done it.
If you want me to talk about Horcruxes and Voldemort's soul, like split into 7 Horcruxes, we can talk about that. Oh. We can talk about that.
Oh, no.
I was trying to leave a little bit for everyone else.
Because there will be people who haven't seen the film.
But to be fair, that's a revelation that comes right at the very end of the very last film. So.
Oh, me and Dom haven't seen it.
We haven't seen that.
Oh, so. What? I was just about to tuck into that. Oh, that was Tuesday night plans. But yeah. Can I tell you a couple of reasons why you can ruin Harry Potter?
Mm. Yeah.
3 reasons, actually. First of all, that film came out years ago. I give it about a maximum 2-year grace period before you can start talking about films.
Okay,
if you haven't seen it, by the time it's had 1 awards circle,
right,
then I think you can start talking about a film.
Okay.
Okay. Secondly, Harry Potter is very, very, very popular within a certain group of people.
Mm.
You know, dweebs and nerds and stuff.
Right.
So everyone that loves Harry Potter has seen it by now 1,000 times. Anyone that doesn't care about Harry Potter is never going to watch it.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do to an extent, yes.
Like,
because the books were out, I mean, years ago.
Years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A frighteningly large amount of years ago, actually.
Well, I've talked about the time that when I was at school, maybe the 3rd book. When does Sirius Black die?
Now, I think
it's early-ish.
Was it Order of the Phoenix, maybe? It was
I think it's earlier than that.
Was it the one in Azerbaijan?
He pops his clogs early.
He appears in Prisoner of Azkaban. Oh, and then right. I think...
Azkaban, that's it.
I think he might go in Order of the Phoenix or Half-Blood. I think it's Order of the Phoenix.
The new book came out at school.
Yeah.
And Sirius Black pops his clogs, right?
Right.
Yeah.
What was happening was the big kids at school,
mm-hmm.
the sixth form kids, could read the book way quicker than the youngest kids.
Right, yes.
So what would happen was the sixth form kids would read the book and then they'd go up to little kids in the playground and tell them Sirius Black dies at the end. And we had to hold an emergency assembly to tell the big kids to stop doing that.
Emergency assembly.
Yeah, I remember our English teacher, Miss Hamlin, gathered us all around. I thought, wow, this is going to be important. And it wasn't. We didn't have an emergency assembly when, like, huge things were happening in the world and serious stuff was happening. But when Sirius Black's death was getting banded around the playground, honestly. Is she getting more?
Have I told you that story?
No.
So at school... So there's a famous book called Of Mice and Men.
Yes.
You may have
John
read
Steinbeck.
It. John Steinbeck. People read it all the time for, like, GCSE English or just in English generally.
Yep.
The copy that my stepson got from school,
yep,
written right at the top was Lenny dies. That's bad, isn't it?
That's really funny.
Spoiler alert, actually, but it was written like, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah, so you can talk about that.
That's okay.
You can talk about that.
Yeah.
And the other reason that you don't need to spoil Harry Potter is it's not like it's the most realistic storyline. It's not like anything that happens in Harry Potter when you're watching it, you're going to go, oh, I didn't see that coming. That was unrealistic. The whole thing's insane.
Well, exactly.
Sirius Black is Mo from EastEnders' brother. No, it's Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
I don't think they're related in the story.
But also, who calls Gary Oldman Mo? No, the shocking stat is that Mo from EastEnders is Gary Oldman's sister. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not that way around. Anyway, Pippa, is there anything we can do to make your morning less stressful?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
I bought new golf clubs. I can show you pictures of those.
Oh.
Yeah, Don, why don't you show Pippa pictures of your new golf clubs?
No, there's ways to cheer Pippa up.
Will that take the stress levels down a little
bit? Hey, Pippa, they're Callaways.
Oh!
What does that mean?
Yes, well,
exactly.
What does it mean?
This is Primal Scream of Rocks on Radio X. Primal Scream rocks. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hope you're having a lovely start to the week. Toby Tarrant here, in for Mr. Christopher Moyles. If you missed yesterday's show, you can go back and listen again. Do you know, sometimes when you do the show, in the moment, you know, you don't think too much about it.
No.
It's only when you look back on the show with the cold light of day.
Yeah.
Andrew sent us a message saying, good morning all. Great random show yesterday. Listen to what I missed on catch up. Boobs and meth.
Right.
Now.
It would stand up in court though, wouldn't it? That's the problem.
When you take a step back from the show.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Because once you're in the thick of it,
oh,
it's fine, isn't it?
Exactly. At the time, yeah. It didn't feel like we were talking too much about boobs or meth.
No, but in hindsight, we were.
Hindsight's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's easy to sit here now and say maybe we went a bit heavy on the boobs and meth.
That's it.
But, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
That's it. Always. Always.
Well, let's find out what this morning has in store. Now. Normally we'd have Stumpy's pub quiz as it's a Tuesday, but we've got such a busy show today that he's going to do, confusingly, Stumpy's Tuesday pub quiz on a Wednesday.
That's good.
We have got Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman joining us later on this morning, which would be great.
Yes.
I've never met either of them. You obviously know Chappers very well.
I do, yeah. But you've never met Chappers, have you?
No, but I have worshipped him as a broadcaster from afar for years.
Mm.
People often ask me, is there anyone that you think's excellent? And I'm always like, Mark Chapman.
Oh, okay. So it could be slightly awkward, this interview, then. You could be...
I'll be...
First question, why are you so excellent?
Yeah, exactly that.
Okay.
And by the way, Gabby Logan, no slouch either,
absolutely,
by the
right.
way.
Yeah.
Two legends of the game.
Yeah.
So we're chatting to them about their new podcast, Sports Agent. We need to once again hand out now. Pippa's out the studio. Pippa is on the warpath this morning. Just, if you see Pippa, stay out of her way, would be my advice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But when she does come back, I think what would really cheer her up is if we made her sing the WhatsApp phone number again.
She would love it.
Do you know?
It went down a treat yesterday.
Yeah.
The fact you can actually text in via WhatsApp. We get to see it in the studio like we do with normal texts.
There's a lot coming in this morning. People have gone straight to doing that.
Already. Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
It's brilliant. So we'll get Pippa to come in and sing the phone number for you.
Yeah.
And then I've also got a story about a parrot. So between that and the rest of the show, we're sort of... Oh, guys.
Stop it.
Hey, Pippi.
And that's why you think Pippa's so excellent.
And what a lovely lady. Pip, we didn't see you come in there, Pip.
Pippa's my favourite person. What?
How are you doing there? And you are glowing this morning.
Am I?
Has anyone told you?
You smell lovely.
You do. That jumper's lovely as well.
Yeah.
Lovely jumper. Yeah. What make is that? Is it just fashion? How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We were just saying how... I know you've had a bit of a stressful start to the day because of the sugar thing.
Yeah.
But...
sugar cake.
Sugar thing.
But we were thinking maybe when... Stop. After 7 o'clock, maybe we'd get you to sing the WhatsApp number because you loved that yesterday.
And you were so good at it.
You were so good at it. Yeah.
A scam. A dream.
So all of that is on the way in just a few moments' time. Radio
X. On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Hi there, good morning. Just gone 7 o'clock. Hope you're having a lovely start to the week. Toby Tarrant here in for Chris Moyles. This is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, an inspection at a young offenders institution in West Yorkshire has found prison guards used painful techniques to control vulnerable teenagers. One girl was held down and stripped by a group of male guards at Wetherby. Andrea Coomer from Howard League for Penal Reform has told us it's not good enough.
Rather than providing care and support for vulnerable children, they're being hurt and violated and traumatised further by being at Wetherby Prison.
The Chief Inspector of Prisons says he is deeply shocked. The Ministry of Justice says reforms have been made, though. In other news this morning, US Vice President Kamala Harris has told a key Israeli leader to develop a credible humanitarian plan for Gaza. She met Benny Gantz at the White House in a visit that was not approved by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A murder investigation has started after the death of a 10-year-old girl in the West Midlands. A 33-year-old woman has been arrested in Rowley Regis. It's understood she knew the girl. And it's Super Tuesday in the US, the biggest day so far in the 2024 race for the White House. Today, voters in 15 states and one US territory choose candidates for president. It is widely expected Donald Trump will become the Republican candidate.
Sport.
Arsenal thrashed Sheffield United 6-0 at Bramall Lane last night. The goals were scored by six different players as well. Sheffield United manager Chris Wilder says he'll keep fighting with the team now bottom of the table.
I'll stand there all night because that's my club and that's my team. I could go and sit in the dugout and just close my eyes and wish it away. When people talk about managers taking responsibility, that's the least that they can do.
Great Britain's in the running to host the World Athletics Championships for 2029. It was last held in London back in 2017. The head of UK Athletics said they would love to give it another go.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Mostly dry and bright for the UK today. A few showers later in the southeast. Temperatures up to 11 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
Thanks.
Yes, two games of football last night. And two disappointing results from my point of view.
Oh, really?
Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
My team. Lost 3-1. Sadly.
Were you in goal?
I was.
Were you responsible for any of those three?
I was man of the match, I'd say.
Were you?
Yeah. We got absolutely peppered.
Really?
I mean, you know it's bad when you're man of the match. I mean, don't forget, I won player of the year last year at Crystal Palace in goal, and we conceded the most goals in the league. I moved to goal when I kept getting injured. I didn't want to get injured for cricket season, so I moved in goal about a year ago.
Yeah.
And my mate goes, do you mind going in goal? I said, mate, I get more action than anyone else in the team.
Absolutely.
I get to see the ball more than anyone. Normally getting peppered at my head.
So you're lucky to get away with 3-1 then?
Oh, yeah. Mm. And Crystal Palace lost 3-1.
Mm.
And when I walked off the pitch, I was like, well, maybe at least there'll be some good news from the Sheffield United-Arsenal game.
Yeah.
When I got off the pitch, Arsenal were 5-0 up. Did you see the video going around on Twitter of a Sheffield United fan leaving the ground?
No. After how many minutes?
25. But the bit that was really entertaining, he was a blind man of a stick. Even he'd seen enough.
Was he actually?
I swear to God. There's a video going around. It's so funny. After 25 minutes, there's a guy with a white stick just walking out the ground.
That's it.
He's like, right, I'm not watching that anymore. So Sheffield United got 13 points.
Yeah.
Do you remember when that Derby County team got 11 points?
Yeah, that was the lowest ever, I think, wasn't it?
How bad were they?
Mm.
If this Sheffield United team's got 2 points more than them.
Morning, Rams fans.
Yes. My mate Dan, morning Dan Freestone, love you Dan, big Derby fan. I was at uni with him at the time.
Mm.
He was the saddest human I'd ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
11 points.
11. They beat That's Newcastle harsh. 1-0. Kenny Miller scored. That was their one win of the season.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I remember Dan running around the front room.
He didn't know what to do with himself.
And he was going, tell you what, though, we keep this up. Maybe it's not over yet. Then they didn't win for the rest of the season. Yes. Anyway, well done, Arsenal. Arsenal are flying.
They really are.
I like to think they've peaked too soon.
Do you? Well, I would love to think that. Yeah. I don't know if that's actually the case.
You don't want to be scoring all these goals in March.
Yeah.
What a waste of goals.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
I don't think they even count, actually, in March. I think it's just more about specifically what we do in May.
That's it, I think so.
I think that's how it works.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Can I just make a quick apology? I may have said in the weather that it's dry and bright. In the south. It's pouring down, apparently, in Kent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's never rained heavier.
Really?
So, sorry, Kay, who's just texting. Well, amend that. There's always an anomaly, and it's always Kent, seems.
Well, but we've talked about this before. Weather
is predicting the future.
It's impossible.
It is literally predicting the future. You don't know.
You're not a magician.
No.
The only way that you could do the weather is if every day we have created some sort of super device that travelled at the speed of light and you could just quickly go and check everywhere.
Exactly. And that hasn't been invented.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Look out your window rather than listen to me. My advice.
That's a really... Why don't you just...
In life, generally. Actually, not just the weather.
The if ever you hear Dom go, by the way, I've got a bit of advice for you, just look out the window and ignore it.
Ignore it.
Yeah. why don't you just from now on, whenever I fire the weather jingle, just say... Look outside.
Just look outside. It's much more accurate.
It really
is. I mean, think
is.
About it. It has to be more accurate than what I'm saying.
Like, it would be ridiculous if you stepped outside the house and it was pouring down with rain, but you're in a T-shirt and shorts going, well, Dom said it was sunny.
Yeah. But do you ever do that thing with your app, like a weather app?
Yeah.
It says sunny, you go outside, it's raining, and you look up and go, it's it's meant to be sunny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not. It's only because the app says it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's meant to be raining because there's cloud above
just
you.
Just don't trust Dom in any walk of life.
Yeah, it's raining in Dorset as well and Essex.
Right. It's horsing it down in Southampton, says Joe.
We've had a shocker there.
We had a text about Worthing saying, I've never seen so much rain or roads
really?
Surface water.
Pouring down in East Anglia as well. That doesn't look like it's ever going to stop, says the text here.
So yeah, let's backtrack.
There we go. Now, busy show this morning. I've got to talk about a parrot. And also, in a few moments' time, me and Captain Crapbeard are going to have a stiff-off.
Oh!
Which I think is a Radio X first. Excellent. I think it's a radio first.
Do you want everyone in for this, or...?
It's up to you two.
Yeah. I think there's a reason this is a radio first.
Yeah.
We'll all find out in a few moments' time. Stay tuned for the first ever radio stiff-off, but first, Foo Fighters. The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, Radio X, 17-ish-ish.
That's it.
Ish.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, I played a round of golf. I don't want to talk about it.
Mm.
I found every lake.
Did you?
On the course.
Oh.
I found the water on the first three holes.
Right.
So I don't want to talk about it.
Just wanted to clean the golf balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And then I played a game of football last night. So
yeah,
I've woken up this morning. I can barely walk.
Stiff as a board.
In fact, just whilst that song was playing, I was trying to touch my toes.
Yeah.
And getting nowhere near them.
Mm.
Now, Captain Crapbeard, you reckon you're stiffer than me, do you?
Sure.
Let's have a stiff off. So why are you so stiff?
I had an 8-hour snowboarding lesson yesterday.
He beat you.
I'll tell you what. I have to say, Captain, your midlife crisis has come earlier than I expected.
Yeah.
8 hours.
What?
Was it gnarly, dude, when you were doing that?
Oh, it was pretty rad, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So I always find it hilarious when people do skiing and snowboarding lessons in England, because first of all, where was it?
Milton Keynes.
There we go.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's always Milton Keynes.
The dry slope of Milton Keynes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not quite the Alps, is it?
No.
No.
They're not very Alpy at all.
So dry slope, I'm guessing.
No, there is snow. It's not dry slope.
Yeah, indoor it's snowy. Indoor,
it's faux snow, sure. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's snow.
Faux show. It was faux snow, faux show.
Very good. Why 8 hours?
Yeah.
That seems too long.
Because I go on holiday on Saturday.
Right.
I go snowboarding on Saturday.
You go for the entire time you're away? You've chosen to go on a snowboarding holiday?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Couple of questions. How have you snowboarded before?
Nope.
No.
Never been. I did have a couple lessons before.
Right.
For a holiday that got cancelled. So I've done maybe 2 hours before.
Okay. Now, I've done snowboarding before.
Yep.
Did you spend the whole time on your ass?
Oh, yeah.
I've done it for a day. I sat down pretty much. I sat down on a mountain.
Yeah.
That was my experience.
Exactly the same. Yeah. Exactly the same.
I was so accustomed to being on the floor.
Now, at the end of the 8 hours, did you think, yep, I'm ready for my holiday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you think, right, I've conquered Milton Keynes, bring on the Pyrenees?
That's exactly what I said, those exact words.
Really, yeah.
Is there
any
video of you doing it?
Oh, no.
Did anyone film? No.
No.
That's just as well.
Is it a toss-up between being stiff and bruised?
Yeah, it's even, really. There was one point I fell over on my right bum cheek, and I got cramp immediately in my thigh, and I had, obviously, you're buckled in to the board, and I was trying to stand up, and I was just having a meltdown.
Oh, no.
Having the worst time of my life, and then I can't walk. My right bum cheek is in agony.
I see.
You're genuinely leaning a bit to the left in that chair.
I have to sit right into the back of the chair.
That's really funny.
Or I get, like, pains in my back.
Ow.
Sorry, actually, can you tell us more about this, actually, quickly? So, just tell us again what was happening when you were doing your lesson.
What?
Just talk to me more about your butt cheeks, please.
Okay, so my butt cheek hit the ground, I don't know, 100 times.
Oh, lovely.
And I've never experienced pain like I've experienced it now.
Wow.
Really.
Are there any marks on your butt cheek?
I did have quite a close look. There were no marks yet, but not this morning. I reckon the bruise is there now.
Oh,
did you
on the way.
Check your right buttock this morning in the mirror?
No, yesterday I did.
Oh, you haven't checked today?
No, I didn't.
Oh, the bruising won't be there like last night. It'll be there today.
Yeah, that's why I didn't really want to look today.
How? It's changed shades today. Yeah.
Very different shade.
Yeah.
Forgive me if I'm asking too many questions about your buttocks. How did you look at your buttocks?
In a mirror.
But did you just go up to the mirror and just turn around and just...
You sort of that awkward back look.
It's like, you know? Coquettish.
One of them. You know?
One of
them. It's quite visual, but it's...
butt cheek goes left, yeah. Head goes to the right. That's
hello.
It. I think the one thing with that is standard. It's quite hard to see underneath the buttocks mm. yeah, and the yeah. thigh area. It's so quite... I think a hand mirror maybe.
Yeah, or a mirrored floor. Yeah.
On your phone?
On my phone, I could have taken a video.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't want to have a video of it.
Sorry, a mirrored floor.
I'm thinking that Japanese toilet around the corner. There is. We can use one if you want to go and have a look. No.
Well, should we send him to the Japanese toilet to look at his?
You can have a look. A proper.
I can go and inspect in that toilet. And
that hasn't got a mirror on the floor.
No, but I don't want to look at a mirrored floor.
I mean, I don't want to look at Captain looking at the mirror.
Well, this is it. How long is the stiffness meant to last for? Did they say? Did the instructor say that?
He said, I hope you don't have a busy day tomorrow.
Right, okay.
And, well, I've been watching you closely and you don't.
No, you don't.
I said, no problems there, my friend.
We're not busy in the buttock area, I think.
No, exactly. Sure. I think that's one place that we could improve the show, actually. I mean, there's several, but I don't think we use our buttocks enough.
No.
Between 6:30 and 10.
Exactly right.
Shall we squat? We can squat.
Oh, I'd love to see you squat.
I don't think I can.
Squat. Just go into the corner and do a squat for us, right?
It's probably quite a good thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah,
you'll stretch it out.
Keep it warm.
Oh, I'm so much pain.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Down right.
Here we go.
That's it. Down.
Oh, yeah. Drop it like it's hot.
That's it. And hold.
Ah, that hurts so much.
There we go.
My hips are gone.
And do you think that's the B-side to Shakira? Do you think you're going to be in any state to go snowboarding? Are you done for lessons now?
I'm having lessons when I'm out there, but not until Saturday.
Okay, yeah. And then
Sunday.
So you're gonna. So do you think you're ready and you're going to be fit and firing by Sunday?
I think so. We fly Saturday. No snowboarding Saturday. All Sunday action.
Lovely. Right. And is this with the lads?
It's a mix. Couples, friends, you know. Is that upsetting?
Yeah, I was just hoping it's going to be, lads on
lads,
tour.
Lads.
Yeah.
I mean, there will be lads there.
Reverend of the Makers, heavyweight champion of the world. Sorry, we were discussing ten-pin bowling there.
Yeah, I don't know how we got into that.
Well, me and Captain had a stiff off. And okay, fine, you win.
I think Captain does win, really.
Well, I think it'll be the only day I ever win that.
Mm. Yeah, because I'll admit that you're stiffer than me because I played a round of golf yesterday and then played football, but you went snowboarding for 8 hours. And
8 hours.
I did go in goal at football. Mm. And also, let's be honest, snowboarding is a slightly more gnarly sport than golf.
Slightly, isn't it?
Ever so slightly.
Not the way I was doing it, but sure.
Just inching down the mountain on your bottom.
Yeah, holding a golf club is really weird.
I was talking about the fact that I went on a ski trip last year, but I was only going for 2 nights for a stag do, and I couldn't be bothered to go skiing.
Yeah.
So I just did the noble thing and sat at the bottom of the mountain drinking.
That's it.
And just, you know, every time they came down the mountain going, oh, what am I?
Right on.
And then after about an hour of that, I decided to just go meandering, and I found a bowling alley.
Right.
So I did 18 games of bowling in a row.
18?
Did you improve?
Well, I got my highest ever score in the mountains.
Did you?
A devastating 199.
Whoa, okay.
I've never had a 200. Okay. I was gutted. But then I was talking to Dom about the fact that I want to do bowling lessons.
Yeah.
But then I can't help but picture the sort of bloke that offers ten-pin bowling lessons.
Yes.
And I'll be honest, I'm picturing Homer Simpson.
Do you know what? It'll be a little bit like Phoebe and Friends where she teaches Joey to play the guitar. And she said, don't even look at the guitar to start with. Definitely don't touch it. You'll have all that. You'll be real geeky.
You need to be one with the ball.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But remember, you're not controlling the ball. The ball's controlling you. It'll just be stuff like that. Yeah.
They'll have their own arm brace, won't they?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Their own special ball.
Yes, actually. Well, because I got really into ten-pin bowling at one point. My mates, all my groomsmen for my wedding, bought me my own custom golf ball, a glove, a glove and a bag.
And it's like Nessa out Gavin and Stacey.
Genuinely, and Pippa's like, are you ever going to get that sorted? And I was like, probably not.
In theory,
it's a lovely present.
Oh, it is.
And thank
thoughtful.
You guys.
Very thoughtful.
But the reality of going down to my local bowling alley, where there's like a kid's birthday next to me, and bowling my ball, and then every time it comes out the machine, having to tell like a 6-year-old kid, no, don't touch that, that's my ball.
That's Toby's ball.
And also, being quite good, like I average about 160.
Yeah, pretty
not
good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
But also, not good enough to justify your own bowling ball.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, imagine after every ball, just getting that thing out that warms it up and dries it, and then just getting like a 7. If you score a 115, you've got all that.
And you bought your custom ball. So I've decided I've got to have the lessons before I use the custom ball. But then I'm worried that the guy that's going to give me the lesson is going to be Homer Simpson.
Right, yeah. There is that worry.
So...
Oh, that's lovely. You should definitely try and do that.
I want this to happen more than anything.
Yeah. Oh.
I have tried to search for bowling teachers before because I thought it might make a nice present, but they're harder to find than you think.
There are many.
Oh, that's odd.
Would you believe?
I'm saying to Tobe, so my... Dad's cousin, or it's kind of my uncle, I suppose, who owns the pub in Ireland, was in Dublin, the Irish 10-pin bowling champion.
Yes.
So he went all over the world. That was his job when he was in the pub.
Now, I've met him.
Yeah.
A man of few words. A man of lots of Guinness,
absolutely.
But few words.
Terrific Guinness.
So I'd imagine the lesson would be quite a silent lesson.
Well, exactly.
It would just be him drinking a Guinness, watching me bowl it into the gutter repeatedly, and then at the end he'd go, yep, there you go.
Hello, Toby. I'm Ray.
Can I get you a toastie?
Morning, Ray.
I mean, he serves toasties in the pub. I don't know if he just eats toasties.
He doesn't just walk around eating toasties. They do two or three types of toasties. I mean, take your pick. The menu's extensive.
Now, because they're very nice man who... Mm. So the lads paid for my bowling ball.
Yeah, very thoughtful, actually.
Very thoughtful, but then... I haven't actually received it yet, because you have to get the holes drilled perfectly for your fingers.
This is even more tragic.
you don't have the ball?
No, I've got a voucher. Now, the guy, when I called up, I think he was in Wigan, lovely guy.
Of course he was.
He listens to Radio X.
Oh, okay.
Because when I said, it's Toby Tarrant, he was like, is that Radio X? I went, yeah, it is. And so then...
Oh. You have to go to Wigan?
No, he was going to send the ball down, and then he was going to put
just a massive throw down the M, whatever it is, M1.
And then he was going to put me in touch with a guy in London that was going to drill the finger holes for me.
Right.
But at this point...
So he doesn't do it in Wigan. He doesn't do the drilling in Wigan.
Well, I can, but
he
was like, there's no need for you to come all the way to Wigan.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So he's like, I can set you up with a guy in London that can do that for you.
I know the drill man in London.
Yeah. And then at this point, I bottled it. I was like, when am I ever going to use my custom bowling ball when I'm...
How long ago were you bought this?
When did we get married? September 22?
Year and a half ago.
Yeah, year and a half ago.
You haven't done nothing about it since?
No.
Oh, you need to sort it out.
Well, is there anyone listening who can do bowling lessons for a start? Well, I reckon we're a radio station that's got some 10-pin bowlers listening.
Probably. It's quite a niche sport still, isn't it? But I imagine we will.
There's a league at my local bowling alley.
Hmm.
I looked into it. You know, you can play, so there's the normal league, but there's also, you can play like in golf and have a handicap.
Oh, can you?
So I can be like, look, I normally average like 160, and I can play a guy that averages like 220.
That's it.
But I just start with 60 more than him. So imagine that, Pip. I mean, Pip is a very... I just saw Pip,
just losing the will to live there.
Sure, I've zoned out.
Pip, you're a very understanding lady that I play cricket all summer, play a lot of golf, go to Liverpool games home and away, play football on a Monday. Imagine if I chucked in also on a Sunday night.
I'm seeing Derek.
Me and my team, you know, the Flaming Pins or whatever we're called. We've got a big game on Sunday, so come down. But I've seen him at the end. I've seen him having games at the end of the bowling alley.
Okay,
and they're getting well into it. Like their teams, it's really serious. But next to them, there's like a 4-year-old birthday party, and they're eating Colin the Caterpillar cake.
You need to do it though. You must get it sorted.
Right. I think you need to take this up.
Yeah,
well, I need to get 200 before the end of the year.
What, with your own ball, you probably will.
That's where I'm going wrong.
Yeah.
Right, if there's anyone listening that can offer me bowling lessons who isn't Homer Simpson, then I'm all ears. We're now going to go from the least coolest chat ever into the coolest band and the coolest song of all time. This is the first radio station in history to go from 10-pin bowling chat into a song by Kings of Leon called Mustang. If you're free. 20 minutes to go until 8 o'clock. I love that track so much. Kings of Leon with Mustang. I can't wait for their new album. Can we please have some fun? We were just chatting off air about Dan O'Connell's interview with Caleb.
We were just saying he's good, Dan, isn't he?
He is good. He's very good at interviews as well.
He is.
But Caleb's answer was really cool. So the album's called Can We Please Have Some Fun?
Mm.
And Dan was like, is that a question? Is it a statement?
Yeah.
And he was basically saying...
It's a very heartfelt reply, wasn't it?
Yeah, he basically said the last few albums, he said, although we're proud of them, we've overthought, is that going to be a hit? Is this going to be a single? You try and please the record label. When they first recorded this album, they were record label-less.
Yeah.
And he basically said, let's go into the studio, and he said, can we please have some fun?
Can we please have some fun?
Can we please have some fun?
Yeah.
And they went in there and they're absolutely delighted with it. And if that's the first track I've heard on the album so far, then I think the album's going to be so, so good.
Yeah.
20 minutes to go until 8 o'clock. We have got National Treasures. I think we can call them National Treasures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman on the show later on this morning.
Radio X.
Jones. The Wombats kill the director on Radio X. 10 minutes to go until 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. Celebrity Big Brother started last night.
I haven't seen it, have you?
I watched about 45 seconds of it.
Did you? Okay.
Who are the people that
exactly.
Who are the people?
Who are the people?
Who are the people that go to launch night? That's what I want to
know. Yes.
Or eviction night.
Yeah, I know.
Who
what you
are
mean.
The weirdos that go and stand in the cold outside the house and just cheer when they see, you know, Fern Britton walk past? You have to be a weird person to go to Big Brother launch night.
Definitely.
Should we go through the lineup? Fern Britton, our national treasure.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Come on.
Yeah.
Classic scoop, Fern.
There was a tweet a few years ago. Somebody came up with a TV show idea, which is where Fern Britton kidnaps my father.
Your father?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then people have to try and find them. And it was called Britain's Got Tarrant.
Was that a title first idea?
I think it's Alan Partridge of a dictaphone moment.
How far did that get through the commissioning
rounds? I don't know, but if you don't make it, Channel 5 will.
Do you know what? I'd watch it, though.
I'd love that.
I'd watch it.
What a pun.
Louis Walsh. Again, that's a good one.
Great.
We'll give him that. Yeah.
The man with the strangest clap in the UK.
Strangest clap in the world. Well, I don't know. There's some people out there that have seen some things. Now, Bradley Richards, I don't know him, but apparently the series Heartstopper on Netflix was amazing.
Okay.
Viz producer.
sorry. Did you just stand on a plug?
It's like that noise Paul McCartney made the other day.
A little bit. It wasn't a million miles away from Anne from Little Britain, either, I'm honest.
Sorry. Yes?
Our Viz producer, Phoenix, was in a scene from that. There you go.
Oh, really?
Oh, was he?
He had a line to say.
Hello.
Sorry, carry on.
Colson Smith. No, I'm not aware of Colson Smith. I'll say a name and, Pippa, you can make a noise. Colson Smith.
No, okay.
Again, he's in Corrie. Now, I don't watch Corrie, but he might be a name.
Yeah.
Now, Ekin-Su.
Yes, I've heard of Ekin-Su.
She was on Love Island.
Very popular.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a photo here now. She's a handsome woman.
I think my daughters were a big fan of hers on Love Island.
She is a very, very handsome woman.
Yeah.
I mean, if she farted in the car, you'd roll the windows up, wouldn't you?
Oh, you've been waiting to say that so for ages.
That is grubby.
What?
That is grubby is the right word, actually.
That is grubby.
Come on.
I didn't enjoy hearing
that's
that.
That's a compliment.
You're going to get a few texts. I love that one. I love that one.
That's a compliment.
I'll use that one.
That's a compliment.
Where have you heard that one from?
Do you know what? I heard it for the first time last week, and I said to Pippa,
I'm going
to
use that.
Yeah. I've been waiting. Thank you, Ekin-Su, for presenting me with that glorious opportunity. Now, come on, admit it. You're going to use that in the future. Come on.
It's a good one.
Lauren Simon?
Two people or?
Lauren Simon.
Lauren or Lawrence?
Apparently.
Lawrence Iman or
no,
Lauren?
No, Lauren. Apparently she's from Real Housewives of Cheshire. Apparently. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
The main man, Levi Roots.
Yes, hey. Levi Roots. The multi-billionaire Levi Roots.
His source is so good as well. Yeah. Marisha Wallace?
Don't know, probably.
Apparently was in Aladdin and Dreamgirls.
Right.
Nikita Kuzmin. Apparently a dancer on Strictly. Zezé Mills, YouTuber. David Potts, reality TV. Now, Sharon Osbourne, she's got a good gig here.
Oh, yes.
So she's... They couldn't afford to have her for the whole show.
Right.
So she's the first ever Celebrity Big Brother's lodger.
Oh, really?
So she's just going to go in for a bit and then leave.
Admittedly,
the problem is I'm not a celebrity. I mean, everyone I've listed is more famous than me, but I'm up for the celebrity lodger role. So you just go in.
Cause a bit of trouble and leave.
Cause a bit of trouble and go in.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be famous if you're breaking the entire format of the show.
Yeah.
Or expensive.
Can she leave and come back again?
I don't know. What if she gets in there? She goes, do you know what? Actually, I'm having a lovely time in it. Lovely time. Now, the controversial one is Gary Goldsmith, who is the younger brother of Kate Middleton's mother.
The younger, so Kate's uncle?
Yeah, Kate's uncle.
Yeah.
That's an easier way of saying it.
Also known as uncle.
Also known as uncle. That's how BBC News have named her. Named him. The younger brother of Kate Middleton's mother, and apparently there's a lot of fears that he could embarrass the royal family.
Right, OK.
I saw somebody on Twitter this morning saying, I really hope that Kate's uncle doesn't embarrass the royal family. Mm. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be the first uncle who's embarrassed the royal family recently? I mean, no matter what he does in there, I can't imagine it'll be as bad as that. Right, 7:56. This is Green Day. The American Dream is killing me on Radio X. Good morning. Green Day, The American Dream is killing me. Coming up to 8 o'clock, we've got our record of the week on the way for you, and we've got Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman on the way, and also Pippa is going to sing the new WhatsApp number. Radio
X. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Yeah, 8:05, Tuesday morning. Good morning. Yeah, Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman joining us in about, 25 minutes to talk about their new podcast, which I think is going to be brilliant. And I'm excited to chat to them both. They both seem like lovely people.
Yes, you've idolised Mark, haven't you, for a long time.
He's so excellent.
Mm. He is excellent.
When he used to do on the radio the radio equivalent of Soccer Saturday, when he used to be radio's Jeff Stelling.
Right.
Mind-blowing how good he was at that. Yeah.
Still does that.
Yeah, he still does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Still does it. Mm. Genius. Amazing. And Gabby Logan's Gabby Logan. Say no more.
Absolutely.
Actually, I'm gonna write down more questions. Because can you imagine the sporting events that they have been at the side of?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, the pretty most much, iconic yeah. moments in sport, yeah. they would have been a few metres away from.
Yeah.
Good question, Toby. Write that
down. That's a good one.
Iconic sports moments. There you go. I'm going to jot that down.
Yeah, with a tick next to it.
Yeah, yeah.
A picture of you with a
thumbs up. I'll tell you what, I'm going to write excellent and then do an arrow pointing at that. There we go.
Ask this first. This is really good.
Excellent. Like, do you reckon, like, were either of them there when Usain Bolt broke the world record?
Probably. Gabby, probably.
Yeah, Gabby was probably there.
Athletics, wasn't she?
God, that's cool if yeah. so. They must have seen some pretty iconic stuff over the years.
Chappers has done lots of Super Bowls, hasn't he?
Done lots of Super Bowls.
Lots of Super Bowls. Lots yeah. of World Cup finals, I would think.
Yeah. And you were there when Muhammad Ali beat Sonny Liston.
Now. Cheeky chops. No.
And you remember that day that WG Grace refused
oh,
to
right
refused to get out.
Oh, you.
Oh. Right, in a sec, Pippa is going to sing the new WhatsApp number. And
yes.
if you missed it yesterday, oh, you are in for a treat. If you have any dogs or cats, I recommend locking them up in a room where they can't hear the radio. Oh, yeah. This is Muse Supermassive Black Hole on Radio X. Weezer's Teenage Dirtbag on Radio X, nearly 8:15. Now, we announced yesterday, and people have been using it a lot this morning, that you can now, as well as texting the show and tweeting the show and tweeting Radio X, you can also send a WhatsApp, which is great. So you can either go to Global Player and you can send it through Global Player, or there is a number that you can WhatsApp as well. Now, Pippa.
Yeah.
Apparently in a meeting yesterday...
Yes.
...there was a discussion about how I have to say this.
Well, it's advised that it would be good to streamline how to say the number so it sticks.
So right. I'm looking at it here. So this is how I'd say it. And I can't say the number 3, so this could be a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Livid.
What's the worst number for you in the world?
If the boss is listening, can we change those to a 4?
Just to be clear, it's not a free number.
No, it's not free.
Oh, yeah.
I'd change WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's true.
Yeah, no, it's free. Absolutely.
Oh, the irony. Yeah.
Stop telling me it's free, Toby.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
0330 333 100. Or, no, I'd say 0330 333 100, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you?
Is that okay?
Okay, yeah. Apparently.
Okay. Is that within the rules?
That is the advice. 0330 333 100.
Okay. I can live with that. I can live with that. Now, Moylesy will say it differently, won't he?
0330 333 100.
I see.
Well, we've had that number since the beginning was the studio number as well.
Got it.
Now, if
333, yeah.
If that's confusing you, and admittedly we made it much more confusing than it needed to be.
Did it get worse?
If you're listening yesterday, so Pippa sang the jingle for you. So this was her singing in the manner of Live and Kicking. Okay.
Oh, that has, the format has gone out the window.
Yeah, but the tune is there.
Yes, exactly.
That's lovely.
Isn't it?
Look, it's just about making sure that the listeners understand the number.
Mm. Can I caveat this quickly? I've just had a cream cheese bagel, so if I sing badly, it's a bit cluggy.
Right.
That's why.
What did you eat yesterday when you sang it?
Gravel?
No, now.
An omelette, actually, Tony.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
A little bit more, you know.
Okay, so if I fire some famous theme tunes at you...
Oh, is it going to be anything?
Do you know what?
Am I doing improv?
Yeah, no, do you know what? I'll give you a heads up because it will make no difference whatsoever. So, how about the bill? How do you feel about that?
Oh, good choice.
Can you get that in your head?
Oh, I was thinking of Casualty.
I went Casualty.
Oh, 3-3-0.
No, it's not that. Okay. It's that one, isn't it?
It's a banger.
I've got it.
It's a banger. You got it, yeah? Okay, so Pip, are you ready to sing, everyone?
No.
The WhatsApp number. No, that was very good.
Very good.
Well done, Pepper.
The music's in you today.
It is, isn't it?
Alongside a cream bagel.
Cream cheese bagel.
You're going to have so much indigestion. You've got music and cream bagel in your stomach today.
That would be the advice for singers.
Yes.
What a combo.
Okay, now a classic. A classic here. It's got to be Match of the Day, isn't it?
Oh, nice, yes.
Goodness.
It's got to be.
How's it start?
I still get excited about that music.
Yeah, so do I. You ready?
Yeah.
And a 3, 2, 1.
And again, sorry.
Right.
It doesn't have an intro, does it?
No, really, it does.
We count you
in. And again.
Yeah, to be fair, I should have known that you would probably mess it up and had the second one ready to go for you, to be honest with you. But
someone's saying their cat's just jumped out the window.
Oh, really? But that might be a good sign, actually. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Pip, are you ready?
Yeah.
And 3, 2, 1.
0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0330 333 100 0
Well, I think we've. I think they've got the number now.
Yeah. How many numbers were you doing in that one?
Yeah. How many times do I need to text that?
I got a 97-digit number.
I've just texted 48 times.
Wow.
Has that
worked?
Yeah.
Look, there you go. John says, I'm WhatsApping right now because Pippa's song works. All producers need to sing their number.
There we go. Hey, that's lovely. Oh, now there's some suggestions. That's a shame we don't have you for this. This is your last morning with us, isn't it? Maybe we should do some more later on because someone's saying the Mary Poppins Chim Chiminy could work.
That's, and Knight Rider as well.
Chiminy?
Yeah.
Oh,
Chim,
that's Chiminy. Yeah, that would work, actually.
Pippa's going to do it a cappella now because I don't know the music, so Pippa just...
0330 33 33 100 0330 33 33 100
How do you turn these headphones down? You got that switch
there. That's enough, sorry.
Do you know what? You surprised yourself at the end, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
It does work. It does
right. I really hope Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman haven't heard any of this.
I really hope they have.
Oh, yeah. They need to have heard it.
Text here says, so just to confirm, the number is 0330 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 33 singing the WhatsApp number to the tune of Chim Chimney is not our record of the week. But this is. It is the return track from Catfish and the Bottom End. They are back. They have got some massive shows coming up this summer, and people are very, very excited about their next album. It is called Showtime. It is our record of the week on Radio X.
Back to the graft again.
Really like that. Catfish in the Bottom End, Showtime. It is our record of the week for this week. We were just talking off air about how good the new music has been so far this year.
Yeah, it is.
They've been spoiling us. Catfish in the Bottom End, we've had that Black Keys track that's amazing.
Yes.
The Zootons track, so good.
Yeah.
Kings of Leon absolutely track. Love that. I love the Green Day album that came out in January. Oh, so much good stuff around. Lovely. Right, stay there. In a sec, we have got Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman on the way. 8:45, Tuesday morning, Arctic Monkeys, A Certain Romance. In a few moments' time, we are going to be chatting to Gabby Logan and Mark Chapman. Now, I'm very happy to say that Mark Chapman is here with us already.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. It's day one of your new podcast of Gabby Logan, and she's late. Are you regretting your decision?
I mean, there have been several times over recent weeks where I thought, what have I agreed to? But now she's just left me all alone, high and dry.
Well, I'm lovely we've got you to ourselves.
I mean, I've come down from Manchester for this morning, and I'm here on time.
Gabby's about, what, three miles away?
Logan Castle, out in the suburbs somewhere, and she's not even here.
Well, she's going to be with us any second.
Well, you say that, Toby. I mean, you say that.
Well, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a very quick track and we're going to give Gabby Logan a bit more time to get here. Look, all right, it's Gabby Logan. We can wait for Gabby Logan.
Of course, yeah.
I'll be honest, if the shoe was on the other foot, Mark, we'd have started the interview. But it's Gabby Logan. I'm sure you understand, Mark. So right now, this is the new one from the Zootons. It's called Creeping on the Dance Floor on Radio X and it is wonderful. I love that song so much. The Zootons, Creeping on the Dance Floor on Radio X. We are live on Global Player right now, and I'm very happy to say that Gabby Logan has squeezed us into her busy schedule this morning.
Yay.
Good morning, Gabby. How are you?
Gabby. I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Sorry it's a bit of a rush.
Strong start, this.
Ringing in my ears is our colleague Alan Shearer, who says, if you're on time, you're late.
Yeah.
I wasn't even on time.
Alan will be fuming. I hope he's not listening.
Yeah.
So first of all, to forgive our appearance, we are normally in a bigger studio than
that's
this.
That's where I went.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I've been to your big studio. Yeah. It was totally empty, and I thought he's deserted me.
So we're in the back end, so to speak, today, unfortunately.
Yes. Well,
it's not as lovely as the usual one, is it?
Well, the thing is, a couple of years ago, if we weren't in the main studio, it would have been fine because we had all these wonderful backup studios. But then recently, our company has started making all these bloody podcasts.
I know.
So all the studios are taking up. Dom, you were saying how much you hate everyone that does those podcasts.
Hate podcasts. I mean, generally just hate podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, what are you guys here to promote? I'm joking, of course.
Even what I have particularly enjoyed whilst waiting for Gabby to arrive is this studio still, I know all radio studios have cameras.
Yes.
But I think I could tell you were in a new studio because for 10 minutes I've been watching the camera on you just looking incredibly perplexed.
It's really creepy now because...
Yeah.
The whole point of radio used to be that you could turn up in the same T-shirt 4 days in a row, hungover. Okay, I do the hungover part quite a lot, but
none of these lights. There were no lights. It was all dark, dark and dingy. And
my first job post graduating was a breakfast show. I used to get up at 4 o'clock.
Right.
I didn't even brush my hair. Right. And when I see breakfast show radio presenters now, and how glamorous they look, and I wouldn't have survived.
No, exactly. Well, the buses go past and it's, Amanda Holden looking splendid and Roman Kemp looking amazing and stuff. If you'd put the breakfast show presenters from the 90s on the side of a bus, nobody would take the bus ever again. They were hideous.
I think I turned up to work in spot cream. I didn't even wash
my face.
That's
a strong look.
Yeah.
That's a strong look.
It was a simpler time. Well, you both look lovely and you are on
camera.
We
got there in the end.
You've been fishing for that compliment since you walked in, Chappers. Yeah. I know.
They were fishing.
So I'm very excited about this because this is the Sports Agents podcast. First episode out this afternoon.
Yeah.
So you're going to go and record it straight after this, basically. I listen to the news agents every day. I love it. This is the sports equivalent. So, I mean, you've picked a perfect year to do it, haven't you, Gabby?
Yeah, well, it's a big year of sport with the Olympics and the Euros. But actually, what you realise, and we've made a couple of pilots. We've done a few practices.
Yeah, and they still want us to go ahead with it. So that's good.
It doesn't matter what day of the week we recorded on. There was always something huge to talk about.
Yeah.
And sport throws stories up that aren't just about what happens on the field of play, whether it's the court or the track or the pitch. So they're the bits that I always find very fascinating.
Mm. And the way it works, I mean, you all know as well, the way it works, we've come in today and we kind of know what we're going to do later, but that could have changed last night depending on what happened. So there's always going to be 2, 3, 4 subjects to get into on every podcast.
And as happens on the news agents a lot, you'll record the most perfect, wonderful podcast and you'll hit send, and then 2 minutes after you walk out the building, the biggest sports story in the world will break.
Well, what we're going to talk about today, that story could change in the hours, actually, that we, you know, from recording to going out. So we're going to have to be on standby, I guess.
Are we allowed to... I mean, we could say what we're talking about, the Red Bull and Christian Horner story. That could change.
That could well change. By tomorrow.
That could have changed. Yeah. And then it'll probably be left to me to still be in the studio to pick up the pieces as, you know...
I'm around all day. I'm here for you.
I'm contactable on email.
He's not going to let that lie, is he?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, look, we've worked together for a long time, Gabby. You know that I can make an inverted commas joke last for about 6 years. So, you know.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys, because, so I love sports, right? Absolutely adore it. It's my favourite thing in the world. And I'm a football anorak and I'm
Is it your favourite thing in the world?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Why? Do you have something that you prefer?
Maybe you are. Recently married, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can you see the disappointment on Pippa's face? You're killing me here.
Sorry.
To be fair, at our wedding, Pippa gave a very lovely speech in the evening where she did say, I do understand I have to share Toby with Keith Richards and Jurgen Klopp. Right. So, and then she got me a video message from Jurgen Klopp. And I didn't cry when Pippa walked down the aisle, burst into tears when Jurgen Klopp said hello. So like I say, it's my favourite thing in the world, but I love you as well, Pippa. I'm a football anorak and I'm a cricket anorak and I'm pretty good on my boxing and my golf and a few other sports and stuff, but I also have huge blind spots, like, you know, rugby and snooker I know nothing about, right? So do you two between you think you've got all bases covered?
We've got quite a few covered. My sports away from football aren't your sports.
No.
And your sports away from football aren't mine, but there are areas that we're going to need other people to come in, experts to come in.
I mean, if you look at all the stuff, you know, Gabby has the rugby union and the athletics and the other stuff on that side, and I have sort of the rugby league, NFL in the past, and the cricket. I mean, ironically, given what we said the first podcast is on today, the one where we have a massive gap between us is F1.
But I have to say, this story feeds into everything I love about sport. It's the intrigue, it's the politics, it's the kind of global macro nature of this story, you know, involving all these moving parts and characters from around the world. And, you know, there's a bit of me that thinks, are we being played by this story? Because obviously viewership is down globally on Formula One because of the predictability of the Red Bull team. And you kind of think, is this another narrative to get us all hooked back in again? I don't know. Maybe I'm too feeding into a conspiracy.
But generally as well, more and more back page stories, if you like, back in the day, are now front page stories, aren't they? So sport news is not confined to the back page. No. It is everywhere.
And also, I think, you say you may not, you know, blind spots with snooker or rugby or whatever it is. But if you hear something on rugby or snooker, you might still want to listen to it because it might tie into what you know on your other sports.
So
I think that's how we're working on it.
Well, if you spend as much time as well, like me, reading sports articles, you also, by osmosis, I was going, I know nothing about tennis. But I realise if a question comes up on a TV show about tennis, because I just follow sports, you go, I know the answer to that. So, yeah, it's that as well. It all ties into one another.
What we're trying to do is help your pub quiz stations, obviously.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm doing one tonight. what time's this episode out?
5 o'clock.
Perfect.
Any F1 questions?
I'm in. But Formula One is probably, I think that and boxing are probably the classic example of a sport where sometimes the least exciting bit is the race or the fight. It's everything that goes on around it, and that's exactly what you're talking about, Gabby, right? It's all the politics.
It's the politics, it's the big characters that make these sports work. You know, you look at somebody like Eddie Hearn in boxing, you know, he's bigger than most of the boxers in the sport. You know, we know who his big clients are, but those kind of stories about getting fights off the ground and where they happen and where they happen. You look at the influence of Saudi Arabia, for example, in lots of sports, not just boxing. I find that fascinating. Where are we going? How far is that going to go? When I heard that they were looking for a Women's World Cup pitch, that blew my mind. How can Saudi Arabia host a Women's World Cup? And if that goes ahead, that bid, you know, I want to be all over that story. And
You've picked such an exciting time in sport to do it.
Oh, it is.
Eddie Hearn's coming on, isn't he? I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Is he?
If he isn't, then I've just made the pitch to go on.
He is
is now. Well,
anyone else you want to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Jürgen Klopp, just for time.
One of my greatest, best ever favourite days in work was going to Liverpool and spending the day at the training ground. This was when it was at Melwood, right. Just following him round for the day and watching how he interacts with people and him asking the... He had this amazing nutritionist that he got from Bayern Munich called Mona, and he said, I want you to have lunch with Mona. And she took me around the kitchens and then introduced me to the chef who's now got the apprentices all growing their own vegetables so they understand where food comes from.
Wow.
And I went away feeling so nourished by the club and wishing I could trade my club. You know,
I'm a Liverpool fan as well. I mean, Jurgen Klopp is God's representative here on earth. As far as I'm concerned. Toby, you were saying, I know. Mark wouldn't necessarily hold those views.
Trying to desperately tune out of this conversation.
What I
quite liked was the general enthusiasm of everybody growing their own vegetables, which could have been more middle-aged if we tried. Yeah. Well, we've got to do capital. Are we going to talk about that?
But these are 16-year-old boys. That's what I love the idea. That you know, why should 16-year-old football apprentices know where their vegetables come from?
Cool, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Also, most of those 16-year-olds made their debut the other night as well. So when Trey and Yoni came on, that celery did his thing.
Absolutely. Kids, grow your own vegetables, and you might play for Liverpool.
Yes. There we go. There's a lesson in it.
Absolutely.
That ties in really nicely talking about spending the day actually at Liverpool, because I wanted to ask you guys, because I mean, I've been very fortunate to go to Champions League finals, not always successful ones, but I've been at some amazing days of Ashes cricket, and I've been to some of the best events and some big fights and stuff. But you guys have been at a lot of them. Now, this is a tough question, but Mark, I'll start with you. Can you pin down a couple of events that stand up for you as I can't believe I was there?
Yes, off the top of my head, I think I did a Super Bowl when the New England Patriots were playing the Atlanta Falcons and they trailed 28 points to 3 going into the final quarter, which is a bit like being 4-0 down with 20 minutes to play. And Tom Brady, who's obviously the greatest quarterback that's ever played, basically went, right, I'm going to win this for us. And they beat Atlanta inside that last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. And that was amazing. And that was one of those, wow, I was there. And the other one, which is on a similar kind of vein, is I was there in the years blur into one, but I think it was 2019 when Tiger Woods won the Masters again. And I can remember coming back from my commentary position to walk back to the media centre and I crossed the 17th as Tiger started to walk up 17. Actually, it gives me goosebumps. And that is one of those, wow, when he did that, that was a seriously emotional and special moment.
That picture of him walking up that fairway with the crowd running behind him.
It's amazing.
Just, wow.
Yeah. That was me running to the beat in the background, carrying a microphone, trying to get to the
I'm going to take a longer look at that photo next time. Where's Chappers? Just going to be a load of redneck Americans and then just one guy. Oh, there he is. Gabby?
One for you. I was 6 months pregnant with twins, hosting the Champions League final at the Atatürk Stadium.
2005.
Yeah. And at halftime, 3-0 down, I turned to Terry Venables in the ad break, because I was working for ITV at the time, and I said, look, they've scored 3, Liverpool can score 3. And he just rolled his eyes as if to say, well, don't be daft. And there we were.
It
was an amazing, and it was the last, because I was so heavily pregnant with twins, my husband had to fly out because there was a chance they wouldn't let me fly home and I'd have to have my babies in Istanbul, and you know, so it was a very dramatic trip there. And then another one was, I was really lucky to be part of the Rugby World Cup team when England won, and I was on the pitch interviewing the players afterwards, and these were guys my husband was playing with at Wasps. He was a Scotland player, so he was nowhere near the final. and to interview your friends and guys that you know, and they've won a World Cup, and as it turns out, you know, they haven't won one since. At the time, you think, oh, these are going to come along. And then just a third one, the Lionesses winning the Euros.
Yeah. That was incredible, wasn't it?
Because felt like, okay, the tank has turned now.
Yeah, it did.
Women's
feel
sport
like that.
Is in a different place.
My daughters pretty much got into football after that game. That really did have that sort of effect on them. Yeah, it was massive, wasn't it?
And the contrast between that final and the Euros final, England-Italy, the previous summer, where there was such a toxic, horrible atmosphere in the stadium that night.
Yeah,
and, you know, it just was a real, real shame. And then the atmosphere that day on that Sunday.
Great. If you had given birth to your twins in Turkey, would you have had to name them after two of our goal scorers? So would you have Vladimir and Chabi now?
Quite possibly.
That would have been nice. I wish.
Yeah. Sliding doors moment.
Reminds me, on an old show that I used to do, one of our producers actually changed my name by deed poll to Vladimir Schmita. And then revealed it on air. And then I made sure they changed it.
So briefly you were Vladimir Schmita. Such a niche footballer as well. Not even like a legend, just a decent player.
You look like a Vlad.
You do.
I was thinking that. You do look like a Vlad.
Yeah, you do.
In a good way.
Is that, what's that? Rugged?
Rugged.
Yes, yeah. Rugged, sexy, and Czech. That's how I picture you.
It's the holy trinity of words there.
Now, when you're at these ridiculous events, because obviously you are working technically, do you get to, I mean, because...
Come on.
I mean, I appreciate there's nurses listening who do real jobs compared to everyone sat in this room right now.
Absolutely.
But do you get to like, actually enjoy the moment, or are you a bit concentrating on what you need to do?
It's a bit of both for me. You know, your adrenaline's going because you're watching something really exciting that might have suddenly a huge twist at the end of the... You're sitting there writing your notes, thinking about what you're going to say, and then the whole story changes in a moment. And that's actually where I think the job is very exciting.
Yeah, and I also think it depends. I suppose it depends what it is, where it is,
who it is
as well, and how much you have
invested
in the stories behind it. So I think there are lots. I mean, I think of, you know, Rugby League Challenge Cup finals where I've been elated just because of the general feeling around it, but England going out of men's Rugby League World Cup semi-finals twice at home and being devastated about it, but... Europe winning the Ryder Cup in Italy was one of the most amazing weekends. So,
do you know what I think I realised? That you think you don't care about something. You go along and think, I'm doing this match today. Don't really care about these teams. And then suddenly you realise that there is a subconscious in you. For some reason, there might be a person you've interviewed on one of the sides who you really took to and liked, or something about that team. You suddenly decide you want them to win. And I think as a sports fan, there's no such thing really as a neutral.
No, it gets under your skin at some level, doesn't it?
I think what you do more,
I don't know whether you find this, but it's interesting, we've talked about a lot of different sports there and not really mentioned men's football that much.
Yeah.
And I think you feel like you're more allowed to enjoy the moment and be invested in it and celebrate a victory from someone away from men's football. I think if you're seen to be reveling in something in men's football, then, I mean, the sticks.
It's so tribal, isn't it?
So you sort of... Like me,
you've probably been accused of being a fan of every single Premier League team, your own.
Yes, exactly.
And your own.
Now, very quickly, so I need to explain that there was some cross wires and we thought we were just getting you, Gabby, and then unfortunately Mark got chucked in at the last minute as well. No, but I did prepare a game for Gabby.
Fine.
Not knowing that, you know, but Mark, you're both going to play. Okay. But it's just, I want you to know, it's slightly skewered towards Gabby.
Okay.
As we play a game called Logan or Hogan.
Logan or Hogan. Sorry, chappers, we weren't sure if you were actually going to be in or not.
The irony.
Yeah. I know, right? We went from getting Gabby Logan to just Mark for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a very simple game, which my games often are. I'm going to read out some quotes, and they were either said by Gabby Logan or Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Great.
And you
this
can both play.
This is actually better for you to play. I hope I recognise them.
Well, I'm going to start with an easy one. I'm real critical of myself, and if I take the bandana off my head, I'm completely bald.
Now, take your time. Take time, this. I'll be sure.
Don't rush in.
Yeah. Do I go first?
Yeah.
Because that might give Gabby a clue.
This isn't turkey hair.
Whilst you were at the Ataturk.
I'll go Gabby.
Okay.
Is it Hulk Hogan?
It is Hulk Hogan.
Oh,
yes.
Well done. Gabby's all over this.
Here we go. Number two.
Are you scoring?
Yeah, I'm going to score. I'm one down.
Very competitive.
When I want to remember something late at night, instead of writing it down, I grab an object from my bedside table and I throw it across the room.
Oh.
Judging by the look on Gabby's face, I'm going, Gabby.
I remember this. Was this on Would I Lie to You?
Yes.
Now, this is true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What do you do?
So, it might be a book. It could be even the phone. It's anything. And then in the morning, I wake up and think, why is that book in the middle of the floor? And then it triggers the thought that I was having. You know, like if you're falling asleep and you think, oh, I must do such and such tomorrow. And then it... No?
So weird. But then haven't you lost the item that you froze. Did you throw another item going, I can't find my book?
Yeah. May as well chuck this one over there.
Throw your phone across the room.
Usually it's a book, but something next to me on the bedside table will get thrown across the room. Not always. I mean, sometimes...
It's not every night. It's not that weird, is it?
She's not a freak, Mark.
Twice a week, guys.
There's a lot of books there, obviously.
What about this one? This is, I've always felt from everyone that I talk to that the fans feel like I'm tangible. They can talk to me and they know me.
Oh, that's nice.
Now.
That's lovely.
Mark? I would love that nothing more to be Gabby. I would absolutely but Hulk.
I know it's Hulk.
It is Hulk Hogan.
If it's not, I'm so sorry.
And finally, I try to swim for 30 minutes and walk for 30 minutes because if I don't, my finely honed body will slip into its old ways.
Oh. Well, old ways makes this person sound quite old, and that is not how I like to see myself.
Definitely Hulk. I've got the whole day. Definitely Hulk.
Guys, I'm afraid that was a curveball. That wasn't Logan or Hogan. That was Terry Wogan.
Logan or Hogan.
Where does that rank in your amazing career of all the things you've seen, that game? Is that up there with the Champions League final?
Next time I'm asked that question, and I'll throw that in before the Rugby World Cup final, I think.
So I once played a game called Logan or Hogan.
With a curveball of Logan.
Yeah. guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you both. I'm very much looking forward to the first episode of Sports Agents out today. Go and get it wherever you get your podcast. It'll be on Global Player, of course, as well. And best of luck with it. And you've picked an amazing year to do it. So I look forward to listening to you.
Thank you so much, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you very much.
Radio X. Global's newsroom for Radio X. I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much, Dominic Byrne. God, I'm glad Gabby and Chappers have gone. What a horrible pair.
Yeah. It's just a shame they didn't sort of get in the spirit of stuff and talk a bit.
It's a shame. They just brought the tone down, didn't they?
They did.
That was their problem. No, they were absolutely lovely. I'm really looking forward to that podcast.
Yeah,
I am.
Be great,
it's great.
It?
Like I said, I listen to the news agents every day. Mm. And Pippa, you're pointing outside.
Oh, they bought cupcakes with them.
Who
Sports
did?
Agents cupcakes.
They didn't sort that out. There's no way Chappers had anything
they
to
did.
Do
he,
with
it. He brought them in his pocket.
Did you not see he was covered in flour?
Right. Yeah. That's nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello to Connor and Ramsgate. Morning, Tobe. Could you please apologise to Mark for me? Oh, he's gone now. Mark!
Gone. What do you want to say, John?
I met him at the Open at Royal St George's. I was slightly well oiled as it was early afternoon. I approached him as he was on air, I believe. However, he was still gentleman enough to have a photo of me, wishing him and Gabby all the success with the podcast as Connor. Now, this revelation or revelation, yes, that...
Relative revelation.
Yeah, that she talked about this on Would I Lie to You? So Gabby, when she needs to remember something in the morning... Mm. She throws an item across the room, and then when she sees the item on the floor, she goes, oh, yeah, I must send that email, for example.
Yeah.
Quite a few people have texted saying they do the same thing.
Really? Until that, because I saw that episode, I've never heard of that.
Never heard of it. I do exactly the same, Gabby. I put something random on the floor to remember something.
Really?
I do that too. In fact, I did it two nights ago. I threw some lip balm on the floor to remind me to send an email. Works every time.
How weird.
But how do you know to connect the two?
That's my problem.
I just wake up with books on the floor going, I need to remember something, but I don't remember what that is.
Yeah, exactly that. I'm like, oh, why did I put the book on the floor?
Yeah.
Need to pick the book up.
Do you ever do that thing where you put something in your house somewhere that you're like, right, I'll put that there so I don't forget it.
For safekeeping.
And you hide it.
Yeah.
And then you've forget from yourself.
Absolutely.
So I'd be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Now, Pippa makes me WhatsApp her. So Pippa, I'll think Pippa's fast asleep.
Right.
And then she'll be like, WhatsApp me the word quiche or something.
Rice.
For example.
Is it always quiche?
It's always quiche.
Always quiche.
Have to remind me to make one, I think, you know.
Just before Pippa goes to bed and she's remembering something, she throws quiche on the floor.
That's right. quiche array there.
But for example, I set the name of my alarm clock.
Yeah, you do a label on it.
My alarm clock is called quiche.
Yeah, but if you're half asleep, that means you've got to, you know, rouse yourself.
Is it any more rousing than lobbing a book across the floor?
I get, but it's easier, isn't it? Just go, because you don't want to wake up.
Yeah, it's the bright lights of the phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is weird. Doing. It's more weird that there are more people who do it than Gabby Logan.
I want to test this. We need to make Dom try and remember something tomorrow. But the only way you're allowed to remember it is by, at the last minute, throwing quiche on the floor. Okay, that's what we're going to do.
This is Radio X.
from Global, Toby Tarrant. Radio
X. Oh, well, I loved that. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
The first episode of The Sports Agent is out this afternoon. They're literally, they've been whisked away. They're going to go and chat to Jamie and Amanda. Jamie Thicke and Amanda Holden now.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go and record the podcast.
Yeah.
But I think the highlight of their day will be Logan or Hogan.
Yeah, with a curveball of Wogan.
Yes. Right, the request hour's back from 10. We are with you until then. Let's play a couple of tracks. This is The Coral, Dreaming of You. All right. Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, from such a good album. If you've never listened to that full album, oh, baby. Oh, baby, it's good.
Barber.
Oh, baby. Now, we were talking about the fact that Gabby Logan, who we just had on, who was just brilliant, her and Chappers were wonderful.
Yeah.
She does this weird thing. Before she goes to sleep, if she needs to remember something, she just picks up an item from the nightstand and lobs it across the room. So in the morning when she wakes up and she sees it on the floor, she'll go, oh, there's a book on the floor. I obviously need to, you know, collect my children from school. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, Dom, you weren't convinced by the idea, but Stumpy is texting. Now, Stumpy is here tomorrow doing his pub quiz because this morning we had a busy show with Gabby and stuff. Yeah. So, sorry, that sounded like I was calling Chappers stuff.
Yes, stuff.
With Gabby and stuff.
That's it.
But Stumpy here, Dom, but you think Johnny Vaughan's sock method is genius.
It is genius.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Have you heard this?
Yeah, I know about this.
Oh, you do know. Okay.
Yes.
So Johnny, when he was doing breakfast radio, would have, like some people do when they do breakfast radio, I do sometimes have a nap in the afternoon. When you wake up, you've no idea where you are, what day it is, whatever. So to avoid confusion, you put a pair of socks on, have an afternoon nap. So when you wake up, you reach down and go, I've got socks on. It's the daytime. I don't need to get up in a panic and go to work. It's absolute genius.
I also think there's another part to that where he sleeps at his head at the toe end.
Yes. Oh, does he? Now, I thought he made that bit up. But he may... Mind you, it's Johnny.
I mean, with Johnny, you never actually
you
know.
Never actually
you
never actually know.
But Johnny also claims that he invented the expression about the mullets.
Right.
Business at the front, party at the back.
Does he genuinely hold on to the fact that that's his...
He's the first person to ever say it, he claims.
Right, okay.
First person to ever say it. Which, the thing is,
yeah.
I would not believe him if it wasn't the most Johnny Vaughan sentence I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is actually,
when were mullets first popular, though?
80s?
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me.
Mid-80s.
Where's the Daily Star? Hang on, talk amongst yourselves.
Mullets, Daily Star.
Hang on.
Bono had a big mullet back in the day.
When Johnny was about in the first in our world, would he have been the first person to say that in the '80s?
Don't.
Maybe he'd heard it at some point and then forgotten about it.
He said he was hosting a TV show in the '80s,
right?
And he just came out with it.
Yeah.
And then after that, everyone was saying it.
Right, okay. That's, I mean, it's a hell of a claim.
Johnny, I tend to believe it's such a Johnny phrase.
Well, because now.
Could well be.
Well, there was a movie, apparently. I've now looked it up on Wikipedia.
Right.
In 2001, there was a movie called Joe Dirt, who it said here he came up with the description, business in the front, party in the back.
No, Johnny reckon he predates that by about 10 years.
Yeah,
he does. Okay. Yeah. 2001 does sound quite late for that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah, it was an 80s, 90s expression.
Now, this show is not just thrown together because what is in page 7 of the Daily Star this morning? Deary Me. And it's a photo of Deirdre Barlow from Corrie. The perm is back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trendsetters are rushing to salons to book perms as the 90s horror haircut makes a comeback. Now, I haven't seen any evidence of that being true.
No. There's nobody...
I haven't seen a perm.
In real life who's just got a perm.
It just says trendsetters are rushing to salons. Right, who are these trendsetters and where are these salons?
It's horror haircuts a little bit harsh, is it? Because there are perms, there are perms.
Yeah.
Well, they talked about, you know, made famous by Kylie, Bon Jovi.
Right.
Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman as well. Deirdre Barlow, of course.
Shaggy perms, they are.
Well... Hairstylist George Northwood confirmed there's been a surge in demand at his London salons, and top crimper, I love how they can never use the same word twice. They can't then say
no, they can't say
hairstylist again.
So they've gone for
scissors man.
The old scissors wizard.
Yeah, they can't just say hairdresser twice. Mm. My dad said once that there was a long article about him because they can't say radio DJ. They then say disc jockey, and then they say shock jock.
Yeah.
And by the end, they're running out of them, and they called him a zany morning cornflake.
Nothing.
They're really scraping the barrel, guys. I've called Chris Tarrant every possible permutation of radio DJ.
Why can't you just say Chris again?
Yeah, just call him Chris.
So it's based on one bloke.
Basically. No, also Rona McCallum. We do get more clients requesting perms these days. The beauty of the perm in 2024 is that it's much more flexible than it used to be. The possibilities are endless.
Well, they're not endless, are they?
Now,
it's either curly hair or it's not.
Now, in the interest of content for this radio show, which, let's be honest, I'm always desperate for, Pippa.
Oh.
Why don't we get you a perm?
No. You know why it's called perm, don't you?
Because it's permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you go perm, you never go back.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lovely
rhyme.
Do
you remember back in the day? This is kind of before your time, Toby and Captain. But blokes used to get a perm at the just at the back of their hair.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a thing.
Wow.
They used to have a back hair perm.
Were you one of these?
No, I didn't have one. I had a step and a wedge.
Right,
ladies.
It's wedgy.
So you had a clump.
Yeah, they had
a.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That was a thing. You just have the back of your hair permed.
But then if they are permanent, as people say, then loads of blokes be walking around now who are like 70 with just a perm at the back. And I'm not seeing them.
I think it drops out after a while. But yeah, that was a thing. That was a proper thing.
Was it long hair?
No, it doesn't necessarily. So. Like a bit longer than yours at the back, but the bottom bit of it would be permed.
Why?
Because it looked pretty cool.
Did it?
Pippa, well, when are you going to... And Pippa, I think you've been fighting this for too long. Mm. When do we talk about the blue rinse?
Oh, now.
I reckon you're a couple of years away from a nice blue rinse. Do you know
purple
what I mean?
First, then blue.
Purple first, then blue.
Don't know what that means.
That's Dom's motto. It's 9:19, and this is the new track from Kasabian. Now, Serge is a man who could rock a perm.
Oh, he absolutely could rock a perm.
He could rock a perm.
Or blue and purple hair at the same time, if you wanted to.
You could have a blue and purple perm, and Serge would still look cool.
He would, yeah.
On us, less so. Mm. Right, this is the latest one from Kasabian. It's wonderful. It's called Cool on Radio X. Kasabian Call Radio X. It's been a rock and roll show this morning. We were just talking about perms. Apparently the perm is making a comeback, according to two hairdressers that they spoke to in the Daily Star, or one hairdresser and one crimper.
Crimper.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about men that had perm just at the back of the head.
Yes, that was a thing back in the day.
So Brian says, I did the back of the head perm.
Really?
It was because Charlie Nicholas at Arsenal had it.
Yes, he did.
Champagne Charlie Nicholas had a back of the head perm.
He had an earring as well, Charlie Nicholas. He's one of the few footballers to have an earring.
He did.
And a perm.
And also Billy the Fish in Viz.
Right.
Had a back of the head perm
there
as well.
Are.
Charlie Nicholas and Billy the Fish. Morning. 9
Oh no.
Man. Oh.
You might have lost Dom.
You know how lovely it is when people don't know what you're laughing at.
Let me explain.
Now then.
Okay, so first of all,
let's show our workings out.
We were talking about perms.
Yes.
Then we started talking about Charlie Nicholas, the footballer who had a perm. And then I asked Dom and Chris and Pippa if they've ever heard Charlie Nicholas doing the worst banter ever.
Yeah.
So would you like to hear the worst banter ever
please.
From Charlie Nicholas? This is on Soccer Saturday a few years ago. Oh.
6 yards out, and who's there? Taylor Fletcher back giving a hand to Cathcart, who's been outstanding so far. From that, they went in a counter-attack. DJ Campbell just slightly offside. He should have timed his run, and certainly he was in goal, offside given against him. Just before that...
You should have gone to Specsavers, Charlie, because I tell you what, he's not offside.
Well,
he's absolutely bang in line, not offside.
Well, maybe you should go also then, Jeff, because you couldn't see driving home the other night because you don't even wear your glasses in TV in case you get slagged off. So you just stick to Specsavers and I'll do the game.
I tell you what, I look very...
Wow.
He's just searching.
What an ad-libber.
Well, you're driving home and you're... And then
it's
we got
a kid that's out of breath.
I know, bless him. We went on a tangent, and then I was telling Dom about this video that I was in bed watching last night, crying. It's an old clip from one of those like police camera action-y TV shows.
Stop, bang, wallop and stuff.
And they pull over a guy on the side of the road who's got a open beer bottle.
Right.
And they tell him you can't be drinking in public.
Yeah.
And he's a bit defensive, going, haven't you got bigger things you could be worrying about?
Yeah.
And then that's it. First of all, the policeman's bald.
Okay.
And he goes, just calm down, Baldy, to the policeman.
Oh, did he?
To which the policeman goes, well, you can call me Baldy all day, mate. And he goes, I didn't call you Baldy. So he's being a bit like that. And then the policeman goes, right, mate, what's your name? And he goes, my name. And he goes, it's Mr. So childish.
I'm very overly confident with it.
Yeah. And then he goes, right, seriously, what's your name? And he goes, okay, it is. And it's the most childish thing I've ever
That's
seen.
Very silly, but I want to watch it immediately.
I'm going to find the video and send it to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I've still got a story about a parrot I haven't done yet.
Yes. Save it.
You've been selling this for 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh, it's a hell of a story about a parrot.
Yeah.
Shall I do it now? No, Joe, I'll play a song now.
Yeah, tease it again.
Tease it. Keep throwing forward.
Save it till Friday.
So this is Noah Kahan and Sam Fender. This is a beautiful song. It's called Homesick on Radio X. 2 months since you got back. Noah Kahan and Sam Fender on Radio X. 25 minutes to go until the request hour, but don't you even think about sending in your request just yet, but I will open the lines in just a few moments' time. I've got a story about a parrot.
Ah, have you still?
Yeah, before 10 o'clock. I also need to talk to you about what's in this box.
Oh, yeah. You've been shaking that empty... Wait, oh, it's not empty.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just an empty box.
In there.
Okay.
So, we will find out what's in the mystery box and find out this story about a parrot before 10 o'clock. We've got a busy 25 minutes here. Radio X. Somebody One In Too Deep, great track, wonderful music video, Radio X. Tuesday, 15 minutes to go until the request hour. Now, Pippa, will your mum and dad... be likely to be listening at this time?
Sometimes.
They prefer Chris. Anyway.
No. Yeah. They're probably doing something else.
Yeah. Well, I will speak to them about this, but I haven't quite plucked up the courage to do it yet because I absolutely adore my in-laws. They're very, very lovely people. Okay.
Yeah.
Caveat.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, at Christmas, Pippa's family, my family's never done this. Mm. They are big on lists.
Okay.
There's no... You know, like the episode of Friends where... Monica has her birthday list and Joey, doesn't he buy something off the list?
Yes.
And they go, stick to the list. It's a bit like that.
Absolutely.
You send over your Christmas list, and that's what you get at Christmas. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay? And that was new to me, so Pippa kept going, what do you want in your Christmas list? And I was like, I don't mind what anyone gets me. She's like, no.
Stick to the list.
What do you want on your list? So it's really difficult to think of what you want for Christmas. I haven't done it before.
No.
And most things in life that I really want, I've bought myself, and if I haven't bought them, it's because they're really expensive.
Yeah.
So I can't ask someone for something that's really expensive.
Yeah.
So I thought, do you know what? I do a bit of cooking.
Yeah.
I like my cooking.
You do like your cooking.
The bane of my life is chopping up fresh herbs and stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So it takes forever.
Yeah.
Okay? So I said, can you get me one of those food grinders?
Right.
Where you literally chuck in the coriander...
That's good. And you give it a shake, but it grinds it all up.
Yeah, and it's way quicker than having to chop it all up, right?
They're very cool, those things.
So my lovely mother-in-law, Diane, being the lovely lady that she is, they asked for actual, like, specific ones. So I found one that was about £8 on Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
And I went, honestly, that'd be perfect.
I don't want to spend just £8, though.
No. So Diane felt that was too easy. So she did a bit of research.
She went off the list.
She Googled best grinders on the market.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, no.
And now, when I opened it on Christmas Day, I went, she went, this is the best grinder on the market. She goes, honestly, the reviews are amazing. Now, I don't think that this grinder is for coriander.
I can't wait.
Now, the first clue...
I can't wait to see it.
...was when I took it out the box.
Yeah.
And the brochure that came with it...
Yeah.
Okay, now, look at the people that are using the grinder in those photos.
They're not chefs.
They're very young people.
Yeah.
She's in hot pants.
Yeah, she doesn't...
She's
not dressed for kitchen work, is
there's
she?
There's a cool guy with a beard and a cap. There's a very beautiful lady there. There's a lady with dreadlocks there.
Yeah.
Lots of piercings and tattoos.
A lot. They don't look like a typical, yeah.
They don't look like people that are that fussed about making sure their oregano's finely chopped.
There's not a culinary item there, is there at all?
No food, no kitchen in sight.
Nowhere in this brochure...
Strange photo.
...is a picture of a kitchen or any ingredients whatsoever. Okay?
Just people having a lovely time.
Yeah, that front photo of the brochure, just three people laughing their heads off.
There they are.
What's so funny, guys?
Yeah.
Would you like to see the the best glider on the
please.
Market? Now, I'm going to tell you now that I have met people in my life who like some herbs that aren't readily available on the market.
That's it.
Okay. Sure. And I've seen the grinders that they use for those things.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say that if you ever buy this and use this for that purpose, you've got a problem.
Right.
Because I don't think you need a grinder that does this.
Wow.
And it goes the other way.
Yeah, so that's clockwise.
It goes the other way.
That's anti-clockwise. Oh,
that's lovely.
Now,
you gave it a go the other day, didn't you?
So the other day...
Did you?
I filled it with coriander.
Yep.
And, you know... It didn't work at all.
It didn't work.
The coriander was a bit, I don't know, I feel like for some reason, it's not designed, it's designed for something a little bit more crumbly.
Isn't that weird?
It's weird. Now, like I say, when I was at uni and I saw lots of people that like to experiment with all sorts of different, you know, herbs that aren't always available, if you'd got that out at a house party, here, chuck me that, I'll just put it in here for you lads, there we go. Don't worry, I could go anti-clockwise as well, there you go. Now
it's Mum worrying is, the amount of people who text and go, if you don't want it, I'll have it.
Mum is currently blissfully unaware of this.
Oh, so I opened it on Christmas Day, and I was trying to get Pippa's attention. Pippa's not looking at me at all.
Right.
And she gets this out. She goes, look at this. She goes, it even does this. And I'm going, oh, Diane, bless you. Shit, that is lovely. And I'm looking at the brochure, and there's a half-naked woman with dreadlocks on the front. and then, you know, I thought the
Get
photo...
Get me in the kitchen.
I thought the photo would be like a picture of Tom Kerridge or
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely, it should be.
So that's that. And so, that anyway, awesome. I haven't yet Have had the not? Heart to tell her.
No.
And the real kicker is, I still do need a food grinder. this doesn't work at all. So anyway, I am very, very grateful, Diane.
You're going to have to make a phone call today, I think.
I know. I mean, they might be listening. I don't know. I didn't have the heart to tell them, because it was such a lovely, thoughtful idea that she went above and beyond.
Yes.
It's just not quite what I was after.
Yeah.
She's going, ever since I brought Toby that grinder at Christmas, he's very sleepy all the time, isn't he? Guys, it's you. Every Day I Love You Less and Less on Radio X. Oh, I ran out of time to talk about the parrot.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow. Thanks very much, executive producer Pippa, for your
Thank
service
you.
For the
well
last
done,
two
Pippa.
Days.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the singing, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was lovely.
The singing was beautiful.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, it's just lads.
That's it.
Oh, we can talk about our favourite, I don't know, wrench.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Favourite flight on a dart.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Got loads of them to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Should we do Beer and Monster Truck Wednesdays?
Yes!
Come on.
I've got some old smelly socks I can bring
you
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to talk about your socks, Dom.
No, God, no, yeah.
They're smelly.
We have also got Stumpy's quiz tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
As well. Oh, we've got Rich Wolfenden in.
Yes.
It's just wall-to-wall lads.
It is, actually.
The Wolfman.
Wolfie.
Stumpy than
Wolfie. It's Stumpy and Wolfie.
Has to end in an E.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Dommy, Chrissy, Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wolfman is running the marathon this year, so we're going to chat to him all about that. Is he coming in the flesh?
He is.
Lovely, lovely. It would be very big time for Rich Wolfenden, who works for Radio X. I'll just probably do it on Zoom, if that's
right. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, all of that tomorrow. But right now, the request hour's on the way. Tweet Polly @RadioX with the hashtag #TheRequestHour. Send a text 83936. Enjoy.